Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I'm calling because a product I ordered in, I think, February has not arrived.
All right. More than happy to help, ma'am. Not a problem. Let me get this pulled up so I can find your order.
I called before and they said they couldn't find my order.
Okay, well, let me try like this. May I have your zip code?
11758.
11758. Okay, what's your first and last name?
Latoya Ellis. Would you like the order number?
No, ma'am. All right, wait a second. Last name is Harris.
Sorry.
Can you repeat your last name for me?
Ellis.
All right, Ms. Ellis, I do thank you for your patience. I don't know what's going on, but I don't show it under the zip code. At this time, could I try with the order number?
S as in Sam, H as in Harry, hyphen, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, W as in William, 5591.
Miss Ellis, I'm so sorry for the difficulty here, but I don't know what's going on. This just isn't pulling any orders. Being as you have already paid for the shipment back in February, would I be able to get just the first six and last four of the card it was billed to?
Last four is 2420. The first six is 426684.
Thank you, Ms. Ellis, but here's the weird thing. That pulled absolutely no results. Now, I'm going to go ahead and confirm what I put in just to be absolutely sure it's not something with my audio. So the first six I entered is 426684, and the last four is 2420.
Okay.
Where, may I ask, did you order our product from? Was it on the phone with us?
It's on the website.
Okay. our website. So you ordered off of omaxhealth.com. Miss Ellis, did you ever submit a phone number to be used for your order?
I don't know, but if you want to try that approach, I'm happy to help you navigate it.
Of course. What would be a good phone number you could have used?
You can try 516-504-8407.
Still nothing. Okay. And what's the name of the product you had?
The CBD lubricant. That's the order, the item I ordered. At this point, I haven't gotten it, so I'm just trying to get a refund. How do we get that done?
Be more than happy to help. If I could find the order. Billing didn't pull up any charges at all. How much were you billed?
How much what?
How much were you charged for the order back in February?
Just a second. $35.96.
Okay. I can try. Let's go ahead and just, it's going to provide quite a few results, but what city did you choose for the shipping?
Massapequa.
I'm sorry?
Massapequa.
Can you spell that for me?
M-A-S-S-A. T-E-Q-U-A.
We're looking for Miss Ellis. There's not any other name I should be looking for, is there?
No, I ordered it in my own name.
Okay.
I mean, do y'all want me to send you a screenshot of the order? Because I'm perturbed at the fact that you do not have it.
Completely understand. Okay, so I went back to the very beginning, just had to double check. I still don't show your name here, Miss Ellis. We could still provide, you know, that assistance even through email support. I don't have any way to view a customer's email send in. We do have an email care team that could assist if they found the order. I could provide you with our email support if you wish.
I'm not really sure what you mean. It sounds like you're telling me that you can't find my order, so I need to call somebody else. Can somebody else call me? Because this is my second call.
Well, no, ma'am. You mentioned about sending in a screenshot, right?
I mean, I have it. If it's helpful or useful to you, then I'm happy to do so.
Well, yes, I'm just saying I don't have capability to view it, but you could send it into our email support team.
Are they going
they
to be able
have
to give it to
you? Access to view it.
Are they going to be able to give it to you?
No, ma'am. I mean,
so
just for assistance on the order, but I'm not able to find it with your
What
name
about oshotwomen.com?
No.
So who's giving me back my money? I need some. Who's giving me back my money? I'm sorry.
Whomever would be billing you for the product, ma'am. But even your billing information isn't here on file.
But that's not my issue, miss. I made a purchase. I was charged for the item. The item wasn't sent to me. And now I'm being told I don't exist to you guys, which is quite convenient, but not for me. And I'm just trying to figure out how does one resolve this.
What is the website you just mentioned you ordered from, ma'am? What's the actual name?
I can tell. It says O-Shot. O-Shot.
That's
and the web
not
address
our
is O-Shot.
But that's not our website. So that purchase wasn't made through our company.
Well, your company billed me. I just called a number based on the person who billed me on my credit card.
If you purchased from anywhere other than omaxhealth.com, there are other vendors that may purchase in bulk and, you know, pass off our products also. But if you did not purchase off of omaxhealth.com, your information would not be in our system.
Okay, while I understand that, omaxhealth.com billed me. So
is that the site you purchased from, ma'am?
No, but that I just told you the
site.
I understand
what it's billed under. That can typically change other than the company name. None of this information you're providing me, ma'am, is pulling any results in our system.
Can you explain why Omax Health came up on my credit card as having billed me for a product that I have not yet received?
Yes, ma'am. It's called a merchant ID.
Mm-hmm.
It can be different than the actual company name or the product. Again, the O-Shot is one of the products we service, but you just mentioned you did not purchase it off of our website. So whomever's website you got on to purchase that product would be the one billing you, but it is an Omax product. But if you didn't purchase directly from our company, we wouldn't have your billing information.
Miss, I am calling the person who charged me. That's who I'm calling. I feel like you guys are asking me to do a million and one things. I'm just a customer that ordered something for which he was billed, for which he has not received, and she now wants her refund. So all this extra stuff that now I have to educate myself on is beyond the realm of how one defines a customer. So while I understand that there are merchant IDs and a plethora of other complexities and nuances in the world of e-commerce, I'm not in that world. I just ordered a product and I just wanted the product. And since I don't have the product, I just want my money back from the person.
I understand, ma'am. And I simply
I'm calling the phone number of the place that charged me.
A question to better assist you.
What's the question, ma'am?
But I was just answering a question you had asked to better assist you, ma'am. With the order number provided, your name, your zip code, your billing information is not here. So again, if I could find it, I would happily assist you with your order. I don't even have any charges.
All right. So what do you suggest? Do you have any suggestions on how I handle this? wonderful.
The only other support, again, ma'am, we have is our email care team. Being as you said you have the screenshot of your order or the order confirmation or the billing, what have you, you can send it in to care@omaxhealth.com. If they're able to pull your order, again, we are happy to assist if you hadn't received it. But there's nothing we're able to find in our system for you. There is a caller ID stamp here where you inquired on the 8th, and you mentioned on that day they weren't able to find anything for you either. So.
Yes, and I ended up asking him for his supervisor, but because I was at work, I could not spend another hour on the phone compared to the hour I spent with him trying to troubleshoot the matter. I'm still out of almost $40, and I still have no phone number except this one, hence my second call. And I'm just trying to reconcile the billing with the absence of a product. First place I will start is the person who billed me.
I understand. My next best advice, we don't have another customer support number to provide for Omax Health. I can give you the email team.
You can't give what email to me?
I can give you the care email.
Sure, go right ahead.
It is care@omaxhealth.com.
What do you propose I tell them?
You did mention again that you have some screenshots there of your order or the charges. I'm not certain. But if you would be able to send them like a screenshot with your order number, the billings, whatever website you purchased from, if they're able to find it, they would be able to provide assistance with the order.
And this is care@omaxhealth.com?
Yes, it is.
I still have the live link from when I made the order. So I will send that over. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a good day.